SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back at it, 96.5 The Fan, 9 o'clock, rolling along on a Friday. Might be gloomy, but the weather's fine, in my opinion. It is currently 61
degrees. No, he's still locked up,
Dusty. Okay.
Yeah, he gets out in March of 29. He's located at the Englewood FCI Federal Prison.
Gotcha. That's the subway guy, by the way.
Yeah, Jared Fogle. It's easy. You just go to bpo.gov and look up your favorite inmate.
Wasn't it Fogle? Wasn't that the name of McLovin?
Wasn't Muhammad?
Muhammad's most common name in the world.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Seth, read a book.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure his name was Fogle. Oh my God, it's in.
What a terrible name to have.
Yeah.
Well, at the time.
It's like the guy who just retired as the voice of the Baltimore Ravens, Jerry Sandusky.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. A G-E-R-R-Y. And when all this happened, and people were going to this guy and like,
of course,
you know, and somebody said, well, are you going to change your name? He goes, no, it's my name. I'm not changing my name. Very popular Baltimore TV guy and obviously the voice of the Ravens for all these years. But man, could you imagine going through life at that time with the name of Jerry Sandusky?
No. Not a chance.
That sucks.
What would you do? I mean, would you just start going by
Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, Ocho Cinco. Yeah.
Whatever. Bob Smith. I don't know.
Anything
other
but
that.
This, yeah.
Lukewarm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seriously. That would be like one of the worst names to absolutely
No offense.
Have. Yeah.
John Rothstein, has just given up some FanDuel Sportsbook odds, according to this odds, for the college basketball championship odds. The teams with the best odds to win it: Michigan plus 150, Arizona plus 185, Illinois plus 430, and Dan Hurley's UConn Huskies plus 650. So if you are on the opposite side of Bob Fesco and you think that this shot erupted the championship run, plus 650 ain't a bad bet to put on UConn right now.
That's kind of where I'm headed. I'm also, like, for whatever reason, rooting for them, which I know is weird, and I know we all hate Dan Hurley.
Everything that Dan Hurley is like everything that I have learned from you that you don't like in sports.
I don't like.
But I'll be honest with you, what's going to be more interesting Monday night?
No question.
Brad Underwood, no offense, or Dan Hurley. Everybody would tune in. I think you get a higher number on Monday night if Dan Hurley's part of the thing because he's a story that everybody has an opinion on. It's not just a basketball game. Now you're watching for that guy.
Yeah, and honestly, like I think like, yeah, the momentum, all the hype, that shots the story. But like if Dan Hurley is the guy that I think he is, then I think you guys do too, and most have seen him be these last few years, then he'll be able to get his team in the right mindset. He's had a whole week. And this is my favorite part of the tournament, this last weekend, and then obviously the final four into the championship, because there are a week in between these games, and it really, the coaching does matter.
It does.
Now it is.
Yep.
We're looking at the film. We are diagnosing these teams. We are analyzing how we're going to play. Okay, are we going to switch? Are we not? Are we going to play big? Are we going to play small, fast, slow, all those sorts of things. And strategy becomes a massive part of this tournament. And Dan Hurley looks like he's got the edge there.
Strategery. Here's the other thing, though. You can have all the great coaching in the world. You can't help a Jerry McNamara getting hot, or you can't help that
for
kid
sure.
from Villanova who's got hot a couple of years ago against Kansas and drained every three. Dominic DiVincenzo or whatever
DiVincenzo.
His name. DiVincenzo, right? Like those are certain things that there's nothing you can do. You can get all the guys out on them. You can get a hand in their face. You can play defense all you want. Sometimes guys are just feeling it and they're draining every shot. And we've all seen that. And you could have the best game plan in action. But man, somebody gets hot behind that arc and they're just firing bomb after bomb after bomb. You don't stand a chance. There's nothing you could do about that. You got to try to match that. And that's hard to do.
The hero of UConn, Braylon Mullins, the freshman from Indiana.
Yeah.
His plus money line for threes is three or more at plus 140.
Whew.
Did that guy awaken a sleeping giant? And now he's just going to be able to have all the confidence in the
world.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Plus he's home.
Because he didn't hit a shot or didn't hit a
that
three.
That was his only three in the game.
Yeah, in the game. Yeah, they were like one of 18 going into that
48
shot.
48 feet, and it was absurd. Wet.
I mean,
it didn't hit a thing but nylon.
I mean, it was insane. I mean, everybody still, again, with that Raph look.
Oh my God.
You know,
that was the best. Just stunned.
Silence. How could you not be at that point in time, right? It was still such a great... It tells you what great a moment it is. We're a week later, and we're still talking about it.
Yes.
And still excited about it, quite honestly. Like, we're all smiling. We're talking like, oh my God, that was like... Stuff doesn't last long anymore in life, right? We're always on to the next. And obviously, if something big happens this weekend, we'll forget about that Mullins kid real fast. But man, he's playing in Indianapolis too. The storylines are great. I hope his mom sets his alarm clock when he's staying at home and he's able to get up for the game.
No.
More memes are going out with Tiger Woods with the on the knee sunglasses and backwards hat. This comes from one of Pat McAfee's guys on his show. It says, "I write Wiggle 34 Switchblade for the state championship. I love all y'all, baby. I love all y'all." Tiger, go get those demons out, man.
And here's the thing. I'm not going to be one of these guys that say, Tiger's got demons. He needs to leave him alone at this time. No. This is the fourth time. You're a joke now.
Yeah,
you're
a
laughing stock.
That man needs prayer, man, for himself. He's got to fix himself before we can try to help.
Yeah, exactly.
Himself.
Yeah.
And it's not just him in his house doing this. He's on the road.
That's
he's putting other people in danger as well.
He's endangering other people. Yeah, that's what I say when these people drive banged up all around town, man. Like, you're not... I don't care about you. I care about everybody. Mm-hmm. I got two kids that drive now.
Yeah.
You're a scumbag if you're getting behind the wheel after having something to drink.
Well, that's the thing, Tiger. Like, your son just a few years ago started driving. Now he's 19 years old. Like, he started driving 4 years ago. Like, you've got this. Like, your son's now going to remember you like this. It wasn't like 15 years ago when this is happening. He's 4 years old.
Right.
And you can change this image. Charlie's looking at you. Your daughter is going to remember all of this.
That's right.
It's very sad.
That's the saddest part of all of this. Your kids are looking at you like you're a loser.
Totally.
Because you are. And it's harsh words to hear, but maybe if somebody talked to Tiger like this and held him accountable years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation with Tiger Woods. The arrogance of him not wanting to hire a driver because he wants his privacy may be the most arrogant, ignorant thing that I've ever heard anybody say. Every famous person has people that they have around them. You're not telling me Taylor Swift has somebody, Kelce, Matt Patrick, all these guys. Mm-hmm. They have people around them that they trust and they hire to do a job. And these guys and gals go out there and they take care of business for these guys. They make sure they get them to where they need to go. They make sure they're safe. And Tiger Woods with the lame excuse, I'm a very private man. I don't want anybody to know my business. Okay, so just pop pills and drive around town and endanger the whole community, you jerk.
Get people bent. The next time I say I'm going on a date, not that I'm that important, but there are people out there that will.
Your mother. I do remember that now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm going on a date because people show up at the restaurant and take pictures and send it to TMZ.
Bob, your mother.
Your mother. Well, I mean, yeah, that because mom wants to see. Yeah. Come on, Alex.
You talked about the importance of coaching in the Final Four where it really matters. And we talk about how managers don't really matter in baseball until the playoffs start, or there's about 10 or 15 games where they matter. Yesterday showed me that Matt Cotrero handled everything perfectly. And I know that this is probably for some people that are just now hearing this take, it might seem wild that what did he do? He did everything he was supposed to do. He let his team handle it. Your young rookie prospect, Carter Jensen, who has potential to be the rookie of the year, overslept, didn't listen to his alarm go off, slept through it, showed up to the game late, got scratched from the lineup. Salvador Perez, off day captain. I don't need to tell him that he's got a feeling. Sal knew that. I need somebody to step up to the mic and tell what the team's feeling. I don't need to tell that person who it is. I already know who it is. Vinny will do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is, to me, a manager that has complete control of his team, that knows that his team is going to handle this, and that he doesn't need to step in. And sometimes that's the best way you can execute a situation like this. So I will give my props to Q, and I won't listen to any of you that say, well, you have him on the show, and you know him personally. Of course, that's what this job has given us. But I know for a fact that he could have been the one that went out there. And I'm sure he talked to, you know, Annie Rogers probably brought it up in the postgame press conference and asked him all about that. And he goes, you know, like, all right, it's a mistake. He's a kid, whatever. But it was more so on the guys to kind of handle the business. And when Vinny was having his audio of saying, you know, like, yeah, it was probably a really awkward drive into the game. And Sal Perez's day was rocked a little bit because he thought he was getting the day off of catching. Sal doesn't care. He went out there and did it. I'm sure that, you know, everybody on this team, and that's where you have the trust of your manager to let your teammates handle it. I'm sure not just one or two. I'm sure like six or eight or 10 guys came up to Carter and was like, hey, man, you know what you got to do? And he's like, I know. I got to do this. I got to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to his friend Caglione, who's been in this spotlight before and didn't have this happen. And we know that there's the audio from spring training where he's like, yeah, alarm clocks are my problem. I'm 6 to 8, never hearing him. That's an issue. So it's not, because it's weird how he segued from Tiger Woods' issues to this. This is maybe one of the better issues you could ever have been dealt with. Is it embarrassing? Sure.
Yeah.
Did the Twins make fun of it? Sure. Are they liable to do that? 100% they are.
And he'll be a laughing stock because I'm starting to see more and more tweets about everybody talking about Carter Jensen not being able to wake up on time.
But I thought that the fact that this was handled by the team and the manager let the team do that, I thought that was a really big step for Q and his kind of involvement with this team, because there are times where, you know, I've been in trouble in my family, and it was my sister that came up to me and she's like, hey, you're really stressing dad and mom out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, figure it out. And I'm like, okay, my sister's telling me this. It should be like my dad that tells me that. And then, you know, my dad probably is proud of my sister for stepping into that moment and being like, hey, you know, grow up. And I've had those moments, and there's been times where, you know, I played sporting events where somebody was messing up or, you know, effing around on the line drills where I'll have to keep running. And I don't think it's a Full Metal Jacket moment where they have him on the bed and they're hitting with bars of soap type of stuff. But
not it's not.
But I think it's one of those things where, like, okay, this isn't, you know, terrible, but this can't happen again because this team is serious. This is what the Twins do. This is what the White Sox do. This is what the Marlins do. This is not what this Royals team should be doing.
Yeah, and I do like the fact that that it was handled by your peers because it means more coming from your peers. You know, your boss is supposed to tell you this stuff, but if somebody that's on your level pulls you aside and says, bro, this is not acceptable, you really let the team down, That registers, that resonates more, I believe, anyway, than having the boss come up there and say something, because these are your guys, these are your peers, and you've pissed them off now. And I thought Vinny handled it brilliantly after the game with everything, you know, that he had to say. He took the leadership role of that, and I would be stunned if we ever see something like this from Carter Jensen again. Now, I would also be surprised if there's some Royals fan out there that's building an alarm clock right now for him to make sure that he's able to get up and be, you know, at these day games, you know, because if he knows it's a problem of getting up with the alarm clock, like he said in spring training on that video that now is going viral, then I think there has to be a solution. We have to find a solution so this does not happen again for Carter Jensen. Maybe he has to sleep on the couch with the lights on when there's a day game. Keep his shoes next to the couch so he can put them on and run out the door.
And text line, yes, we have seen the Twins Twitter account. Set your alarms. There's a game today.
It's great. Yeah. I love it. I love the fact that they should be doing stuff like that. Everybody should be mocking this.
Now, Carter Jensen, when you play the Twins again, go beat the absolute hell out of them.
Yeah.
Use it as fuel. It can be funny. We'll get into that as well. Coming up.
Hope he has a good game tonight, and they're interviewing him after the game. He goes, night game. I'm able to get up for these. Like,
you know what I hope happens tonight? I hope he doesn't start. I hope he comes to the field early. Now, again, rain could be an issue, but I think that would be another one of those, like, man, I, you know, got up early. I was the first one here. You're not playing tonight, Carter.
Right.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And maybe that adds fuel to it as well. So coming up next, the Chiefs seem pretty comfortable at this position in their room. Matt McMullen, Jay Binkley, and Kristen Nocero talked about it. We revisit it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
There is another Tiger Woods meme where he's like yawning and looking straight up into the car ceiling. It just said, regulators. I really do hope he gets help. I don't think he's going to. I pray that he does, but I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either. I have very much doubt on that. Why? Because this was the fourth time. I mean, he should have gotten help a long time ago.
Yeah.
See the ticket prices in Pittsburgh today?
No, I just saw a tweet from Page Six. It says Elizabeth Hurley ditches her bikini top to usher in spring. Mac, do me a favor and Google search how old Liz Hurley is.
Hello, America.
It's like 57.
I was going to say she's older than me, I think.
She is timeless.
Yeah.
What a babe. Oh, man.
60.
60?
Yeah. Now go ask Alex Gold if he would still have relations with Elizabeth Hurley because he says his line's like 47.
Damn, Dan's a lucky guy.
Dan Hurley, yeah.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
That's his daughter, Liz.
Yeah. I didn't know Dan was from England. So last night, and our draft coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. From here, for wherever you are, that's the benefit of Blue. Matt McMullen, you know, Chiefs reporter over there, One Arrowhead Drive, joined Jay Binkley, who wants to be a Chiefs reporter at Two Arrowhead Drive, and Chris Nocero, the guys who do the Character Concerns podcast. They're doing draft specials every Thursday leading up to the draft, which is less than 3 weeks away from opening night.
Binkley was on last night.
Yeah, for sure. And he was letting everybody know
the draft is the most important, most watched sporting event in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing. I like, God, he's timeless.
So, like Liz Hurley.
Yeah, more timeless, Binkley or Hurley.
Yeah, Liz, not Dan. But, and I think we have the audio, and Mac, if you want to play it for sure, it seems like maybe, just maybe, because our guy Price Carter, he said the same thing essentially, that it looks like the receivers they have are the receivers they trust because of the guy they brought in, Mac.
I really think just adding that component back to the offense where the defense has to respect it, the linebacker has to think about that, the safety has to think about it, it's going to make the middle of the field way easier to complete passes. And I think guys like Tyquan and Xavier are going to have opportunities to have much more separation. And Tyquan doesn't have to go up and play 500 deep down the field because he's running free by 10 yards because Kenneth Walker's in the backfield and you have to respect what he can do. So I'm with you 100%. I think the receiver core, the talent is there. And that doesn't mean you don't keep adding to it and getting better, but I think the talent is there because we've seen it before. I mean, Rashee in his rookie year was the best receiver on this team, if you think about it. Xavier, what he did in on the run to the playoffs and the Super Bowl a couple years ago in 2024 was excellent. The talent's all there. Just a matter of the team working together to achieve what they want to in the passing game. And to your point, I think having an explosive running game is going to help the passing game exponentially.
Well, it will, but I don't know that you can necessarily still rely on those guys. And by listening, that rely on Rice on the being there and relying on Xavier Worthy knowing where the out-of-bounds line is. Like those are things that I don't know. They may have the talent, but what they're telling you and what Matt McMullen told you right there is that they're putting a lot on Connor Ember. Not on Connor Ember. He sucks. He's gone. But Chad O'Shea,
yes,
the new wide receivers coach.
Yes. Kevin's brother.
Yeah, it is. They're putting a lot on that dude's plate. They're telling him, like, make it work, man. Like, sorry, these are your guys. Make it work. But I wouldn't listen to anything and read into anything that anybody really is saying at this point in time because there are so many smoke screens out there about the draft for every single team. And so we can listen, we can figure, we can try. At the end of the day, Brett's just laughing at all
and
of us.
To be fair to that point, to play devil's advocate, we didn't think they were going to spend money in free agency. We thought they were going to go to the discount rack and buy another can of beans, yeah, right? Shout out Billy Joel. But they went and paid the most money at the highest free agent and Ken Walker, and they brought him in.
But that's all they did too. You know, that was it. That was their allocated funds, if you will. But they still need to get better, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you agree or disagree with me on this one. I'm not a fan of what's going on with that wide receiver position.
I don't think a lot of people are. And our guy Price Carter, who we used to tweet before when he had like this topic of, I think, was he the one that came up with a Pro Bowl idea that had all the college?
It was World Baseball Classic, but college football conferences.
Yeah. So like you would have all these players in the NFL that went to like the Big 12, the SEC, the Big 10, and that's how they would do it. Like in the World Baseball Classic, it would be like Venezuela, Puerto Rico, United States. Right. So he had this to say yesterday, and it was, you might not like it, but I have a feeling the Chiefs don't draft a wide receiver on day one or early day two. They'll like their they like their room more than a lot of people do. Bet on health, Rice Worthy, development with Chad O'Shea, and they'll probably sign Tyreek Hill. That's what he's saying. Then people in the comments are like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. And he says, many people in my comments need to understand, I don't think this is the right approach. I'm just guessing it might be their approach.
He's trying to figure out what they're going to do. And again, that's why I'm done trying to figure out what they're going to do because they're directing everybody all differently. I think with all this talk about offensive tackle and whatnot, that's what they want everybody else to believe. They're going to take a wide receiver at number 9. I mean, they almost have to at this point get a wide receiver in the draft. I don't care, you know, where it is. You'd love to have a top-tier wide receiver, honestly. But if they get a top-tier wide receiver, great. If they take a wide receiver in the second round, they still need help at that wide receiver position. It almost sounds like a parent. Like, I love my kids unconditionally, but I know there's things that they need to improve on, just like all of us need to improve on stuff. You can't look at that wide receiver group and go, no, I feel good about this. Chad O'Shea is going to change everybody around. That's a lot of work that Chad O'Shea has to do. If he does turn these guys around, he gets the award for the assistant coach of the year.
Okay, so Chad O'Shea is your guy that you think they're putting the load on. What is it not to say it's Ken Walker they're going to do that to?
But I also don't think they have enough players at that position right now.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it's Chad O'Shea, you have 4 wide receivers.
Well, then that's what the tweet went on to say. They're going to go later in the round and draft receivers.
That's just such a lazy approach. It really is. Signing Tyreek Hill.
And then throwing darts in the 4th and
5th.
Yeah,
no, I'm not in on that. I really am not. I'm not in on that at all.
And that goes more to your development with your coach and like what he can bring, because if you can go find a guy in the 4th round or the 5th round at a wide receiver and you trust what you have on the field because of health reasons or because of, you know, issues off the field that you think are now nipped in the bud, which it will say, I don't trust in that. But if that's the case, then that's where you get a wide receiver in their opinion or in Price's opinion, because then you have Rashee Rice, you have Xavier Worthy, you have Tyquan Thornton, you have Travis Kelce, you have Ken Walker. do you need one of those wide receivers then, in their opinion, to come out and make an impact right away?
Yes, you do. I still
Look, I'm with you guys. I don't want this. I don't want Tyreek Hill here. I don't want a tackle at nine. I would love nothing more than a Carnell Tate if he's there.
All Tyreek Hill is a distraction. That's all he is a distraction. He's not a guy you bring in and say, you want Rashee Rice learning from Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, when I hear Matt McMullen say we've got the talent at the position, I'm just like thinking it through, and I
let me play devil's advocate Kool-Aid here, right? So if everybody thinks this Chad O'Shea guy is going to take all these guys and make them great, right, as wide receivers, why the hell wouldn't you draft a first-round wide receiver and let him work right away with Chad O'Shea? If you think this guy is that good at turning chicken poop into chicken salad, then I would be drafting a wide receiver, because we've got the cheat code at the wide receiver coach. Bring in a rookie and let him learn under one of the best wide receiver coaches out there. Why wouldn't you do that? Because I'll be honest with you, this offensive line conversation, when's Andy Heck going to step up and take ownership for this thing? When's Andy Heck going to start getting criticism for the offensive line not getting the job done? We got a $10 million right tackle. It's Andy Heck's damn job to go out there and make him serviceable.
This is a scary thought. Unless they draft a wide receiver that really shows up, Kelsey's going to be the primary option in the pass game.
Yes.
Don't like that.
Yep.
At all.
Well, Rashee Rice, I guess, will be. If I'm assuming, I'm just going to go off what Matt McMullen's saying, assume he's there, just like the Chiefs look like they assume he's there. So Kelsey, I guess, would be number two. But still, yeah. And like, again, like, let's see if Xavier works out. Like, okay, great. So let's say Xavier is a fine at number two. We don't even know really what Rashee Rice is. I like him. He was on pace for 1,200 yards. But is he a great route runner? Does he have great hands? No, he's a really good yards after the catch guy, which is solid. You like that. But is that a number one wide receiver? I'm not quite too sure of that.
Yeah, who's the number one on this team?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Tyquan Thornton can run a go route. And then
but he's not a one.
No, and then we don't know. I don't even. Jalen Royals caught two passes last year.
Right.
So you don't even know who that is.
Your number one's where's number four. That's what they're telling you right now.
But how can your number one who wears number four be a number one when you don't even know if he's going to play games this year? And that's the thing.
Maybe they know more than we do.
Maybe they do, and I'm sure they do, obviously. But even still, like, you've got to, like, I'll be honest with you. You can't count on Rashee Rice to be here. You just can't. Mm-mm. And if you go into a season counting on Rashee Rice, you're doing it wrong and you have already failed. Because that guy has shown he is not a reliable person.
And again, let's say that he is here this year. You're not signing him. This is it.
Yeah.
This would be his last year as a Chief.
That's right.
So you still need the future.
Right.
Because Xavier Worthy, in my opinion, he is not a number one.
No.
Even if Xavier Worthy works out, his ceiling feels like a number two, right? Is that calling it too early?
No, I don't think that's what we've seen so far,
yeah,
right?
That's his ceiling. He's a small, fast guy who can maybe get open and spread out the back nine, but that's about it.
Rashee Rice needs a good mentor, too, at that position. Not that a young guy can be his mentor, but it's not Tyreek Hill. That's the last guy who should be mentoring anybody about off-the-field stuff.
Almost said something bad. Heck no.
Yeah.
Heck no.
Andy, heck no. That guy needs to step up his game as the offensive line coach.
I'll just
put that out there. Andy Heck needs to step up his effing game.
Somebody says, here's a question for you guys. What if we go through the entire draft, don't draft a receiver at all? What's the move then? Trade for something? Or trade for someone big?
No, because A.J. Brown is going to New England. Who else would you be able to trade for?
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
With what? You've already used your draft picks now, so you don't have two first round. Like,
yeah.
You're using your 27 draft capital because you didn't draft with your two first round picks.
But there's also draft day trades that could take place.
Totally.
I mean, right now we're doing what my wife always talks about, borrowing trouble. But that's our industry. That's what we do. We talk about this kind of stuff. And you hope when we talk about this kind of stuff, maybe somebody hears another side of it and they're like, yeah, those guys on the radio aren't wrong, you know, because sometimes, as you guys know, you don't ever see your own faults, right? But somebody points them out to you, like my wife did with Whatnot, the other guy did with, you know, No Doubt, all that. You don't recognize you don't see the forest through the trees. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at this wide receiver position right now, they did the right thing by switching out coaches. That was the absolute right thing to do. You went from a neophyte to a veteran stud. So you did the right move there. That was great. But you also have to have the right receivers for that guy to coach. And right now, I don't know if those right receivers are there. The guys that I cannot sit here and say I'm relying on these guys to be there on opening day, because Rashee Rice has proven he can't be there on opening day.
This texture sounds like someone who works out with you at the J, from the 402. I'd phase out Rice pretty much right now. One, we don't know if he'll be around. Two, he's 100% gone after next year. Snaps to him are a complete waste of, are a complete waste for future development.
Totally.
And 26 isn't the go for it all year anyway.
Mac, what do you think about that statement?
I think that's a great text. Yeah, I think the future development is really important, and he is not a part of this future. Now, if he can play and the NFL is not going to suspend him, the Chiefs don't really have much of a choice but to send him out there. They still need to draft someone in the first round, in my opinion, or in the first three picks, in my opinion. But yeah, he's not a part of this future. And I will say the last sentence of that text, 26 isn't the go for it all year anyways. Fine, that's true. But with this team and with this quarterback specifically and with this coach who's 68 years old.
Right.
Every year now from here on out is not go for it all, but it's you're contending to win.
Yeah, you got to be a playoff team with Patrick. You can't have years off.
No, this is not a, oh, we'll see what happens. Like, right. No, you need to win 11, 12 games and get in.
That's right. You're expected to be a playoff team every single year. You may not win the Super Bowl every single year, which is normal.
That's fine.
But you should be a playoff team every year. Like, what happened last year should never happen again. Under Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
So, are you in more fear that this team is going to end up like Green Bay, what they did to Aaron Rodgers, or that the end of the tenure in Kansas City for Andy will look like the end of the tenure in Philadelphia?
Well, I'm more on that than I am on the Aaron Rodgers thing, because I think they did go out and get Kenneth Walker.
And he did win three Super Bowls and went to five, right. So I know that that's different.
And he's had some weapons in the past, but now you're starting to look at what New England's doing, again, with A.J. Brown, right? With A.J. Brown being traded over, and who did they sign this offseason as well?
Oh, you're talking about the guy that we used to have, Hollywood Brown.
No, there was another guy that they signed at the receiver position this offseason.
The Eagles?
No, the Patriots.
Oh,
the Patriots went and got from the Packers. Did they get Romeo Dobbs, or
that's
am I
right.
wrong about
yeah,
that?
I think they did. Yeah, so they're getting two weapons for their young quarterback. Because
they
can.
AJ Brown already?
Well, they will after June, because the salary cap hit, if they trade him before June 1st, like $85 million. If they trade him after June 1st, it's $14 million. So it's like a huge difference in cap hit. So they're going to wait till after June 1st to make that trade. But they're investing in the position players around their quarterback because they got this guy in a rookie deal. They're doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. But also, you have to surround your veteran quarterback with weapons as well. We saw last year Patrick Mahomes try to do this thing on his own, and it did not work out. And so you need to get that guy help. And not taking a wide receiver, I think, as Max said, within the first three picks, I don't think that's the right way to kind of do it going forward.
To lighten up the mood a little bit, Mitchell Schwartz must be going on vacation because he did a Q&A. So somebody on Twitter goes, tell us a good post-Super Bowl win story after beating the 49ers, LOL, preferably with Andy.
Ooh, okay.
So Schwartz responds. Have you guys read this yet?
No.
No?
Okay.
I've read some about short arms.
Yeah, so Mitch gets on there. Mitchell Schwartz says he's usually the last one on the bus, and then we go. We were all celebrating, and then when he got on, it got quiet. And as he was facing us, he pulled a Lombardi trophy from behind his back, and the bus went nuts.
Yeah!
That's fun. That shows you
Let's go.
The respect that Andy Reid gets. These guys just won the Super Bowl. They're on the bus partying. He walks on, and everybody's quiet, because that's Andy Reid.
Yep, we got to listen to what he's going to say.
We just won the Super Bowl. What's he going to tell us? We got conditioning starting on Tuesday? And then he holds up the Lombardi trophy and everybody goes crazy. That's awesome.
Woo!
What a great story.
Damn.
What if you were on the other bus? That would suck.
Yeah.
Like, Kling did not see that. He's on bus 6 that left yesterday.
Yeah, next year, we're going to pick tails.
Yeah.
That's a good question you asked, though, Dusty, earlier about Andy Reid and Mahomes and which one you're more worried about. I think it's Andy Reid, but the reason I think is not necessarily all Andy Reid. It's Patrick Mahomes is not Aaron Rodgers.
True.
Yeah.
True.
He's going to listen. He's going to change.
My only problem is that Aaron Rodgers eventually was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And now you've got to be careful, man. If you don't get this guy weapons.
I worry about that a little bit.
You should.
I don't think it happens. I think eventually, like, if Mahomes is 40 and still wants to play, and it's like, all right, dude, like, you're giving us everything you want. But I am worried because, yes, they won that Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney, MVS, Sky Moore, and those guys. I understand that. He was 27.
Yeah, that should have been the, we escaped, we can't do this anymore.
Exactly. Yes.
And they have not done anything since.
Instead, it was like, ooh, wait,
well,
we
they
can
have,
do it this
but
way?
They have done stuff. I should rephrase that. The players that they have chosen have not lived up to the expectation and did what we have expected, or really what the team expected out of both Xavier Worthy and out of Rashee Rice.
Yeah,
they tried.
They have tried. They've listened. They've drafted highly and given assets. Now, I will say they listened this offseason as well. They went and got the Super Bowl MVP at the position that we had opined
right
to have them go get. So at least they did that. Packers right. didn't do that.
Avila.
Yeah.
He's the starting pitcher today. People are worried why Michael Wacha is not going. He has an illness.
Yeah.
So Andy Rogers reported on that if you want to know why he's pitching today, but he is hopefully either a future starter in your rotation, which is, I think, the ultimate goal, but also is your new Carlos Estevez in the bullpen, because then if you can go Strom, Ursig, and this kid, you could have a little bit more belief in that bullpen. So we had a conversation yesterday about the Sprint Center, or the T-Mobile Center, whatever you want to call it, Sandstone, Saltstone, Nixon 5. Do you think it would sell out if the Spurs came in town and Wembanyama was in the stadium?
I think so. He's one of those athletes that you plunk down coin to go see.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Like if the Spurs and the Nuggets, don't put that in there. The Spurs and the Suns play at T-Mobile for a random, like, different location, Kansas City game. I'm just hypothetically speaking.
For sure.
You think 18,000 are selling that stadium out no matter what, and a Royals game is being played on Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. Again, as we talked about earlier, experiences for the younger generation, and really for my generation now, too, at least I fall into your generation when I talk about this, I'm more about experiences than you can go to a Royals game 81 days. You're going to see Wembanyama one time here in Kansas City. I think you would absolutely go to that. They may get a bigger crowd, too, than the Royals if that was the situation.
I agree.
And they should at that point in time. That's something different that doesn't happen all the time. It's a unique player, and it's one of the greatest athletes on earth right now. As we talked about yesterday, I could give a rip about the NBA. I close the blinds if it's in my backyard. That guy's playing, though, that's a completely different ballgame. He's one of the few athletes that even if you don't care for the sport, you want to watch that guy.
In a world where we've seen so much and we have the best athletes, he's one of the few who's still doing stuff we have literally never seen.
Yeah,
never.
It's true. Yeah.
Raise your hand if you're there.
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
Yes. Watching that alien go down the court, just stand a dunk.
Seeing if I can get credentialed and be courtside.
I'd like to see you stand next to him.
That's exactly what I want to do, too.
Yeah. That's all I need is Mac next to Wemby.
That'd be great.
That'd be like Judge and Altuve.
Yes, it'd be even worse.
Even worse, probably. Worse. Yeah.
You want some sports stuff that makes it feel awesome?
Ooh, okay.
So this comes from Andrew Filippone. You know, the Pony Express. He does all those pods over there with Parkins.
This is
all
a good one.
It's fantastic. So Connor Griffin makes his Pirates debut today.
Right.
19 years old. The Pirates are also going to honor the late Bill Mazeroski with the number 9.
He hit a big home run in 1960 to beat the Yankees in the World Series.
Gotcha. Shot heard around the world. The Pirates scout who found Connor Griffin was Darren Mazeroski, Bill's son.
Yeah.
What?
Maz wore 9. Griffin was the 9th pick in the draft. This is like a movie come to life.
It's awesome. I got chills. Oh like gosh. That's.
So what are we doing at 4:12 today, boys?
Yeah, you're what? 3:12 here.
Pittsburgh.
3:12 here. 4:12 there. Bill Mazeroski, though, that was the baseball player who made my dad cry. I mean, I hear the stories all the time because as a kid, Yankee fan, 60 World Series. And that's when the games were during the day.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going home from school. They're listening on their transistor radio or they're passing a store that has a TV in it. And you see Bill Mazeroski hit the home run and it crushed their hopes and dreams. And the Pirates won the World Series that year. So he's like obviously a Pittsburgh legend. He made the Hall of Fame. He's a 252 hitter. He made the Hall of Fame. There's a former county executive who's still pissed that Bill Mazeroski's in the Hall of Fame than him. Maz had a pretty big home run, pretty big hit. You did not. You were terrible in the playoffs.
I will say I do not think he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
He is.
I know. I'm saying I don't think he should be.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
If he doesn't hit that home run.
Even if he did hit the home run, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
No, I totally agree. But if he didn't hit that home run, we would not have any idea who that guy is.
Is Roger Maris in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if he was. And he shouldn't be either. In one season.
He had a couple good years. But, I mean, he did break the home run record. It's interesting. Roger Maris and Bill Mazeroski are in, but Roger Clemens and Alex Rodriguez and Barry Bonds are not.
Hey, you steroids. So, coming up on the other side, it is the Richard of the Week here on 96.5 The Fan. Plus, we give you our weekend prediction here, which is brought to you by Circa Sports. It's sports betting the way it should be. CircaSports.com on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Carlos Estevez, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, Richard. I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Final segment on a Friday here. I got a fear of Fridays. I got a fear if you're a liquid beverage about noon.
Noon?
Yeah, noon.
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it. It is Richard of the Week. We'll get to our weekend predictions brought to you by Circa Sports. It's sports betting the way it should be. CircaSports.com. But before we do that, we'll get into our Richard of the Week. I can go because it's pretty awkward. It's pretty weird. This comes from CrimeNet on X. A California man who broke into a woman's home and sucked her toes while she slept has been sentenced to 6 years
Rex
and eight
Ryan,
months.
You said? What?
Yeah, he got sentenced to 6 years and 8 months in prison.
What the hell was that?
6 years and 8 months for sucking toes?
Yep. Broke into a woman's house, a California man, and while this woman was asleep, he decided to suck on her toes while she slept, and he's been sentenced to 6 years and 8 months in prison. I don't know why that's...
Would be better if it was 7 months.
Oh. Yeah, just round up. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Who's doing that? I mean, obviously one person, yeah. But like, why?
People have weird fetishes, man.
I've never put a toe in my mouth.
You never did that?
No.
Would you?
No.
What if it was Paige Sporanic?
No.
Really?
No.
She said, Dusty, you can have me for the rest of your life, but you have to lick my feet.
We're talking.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
We're having a conversation.
Those are some sexy feet.
Ugh. God.
Paige Sporanic?
Like, the, I mean, there are...
Somewhere Anselmo's going off the road right now.
Hello, America. I don't know. There's like three things I fear the most. Feet, tailgaters, toes.
Feet and toes.
Yeah. Toes are weird.
Shoulders, knees, and toes.
They just look weird, man. Like, I'm not a foot person. I don't know how... Like,
I saw a woman the other day in flip-flops, and her second toe was curved over her big toe.
That's a common thing.
That was nasty.
Ooh, yeah.
You got to have good-looking feet. I'm not touching any feet.
Oh, I mean, my feet are horrendous. I've got like a lap toe.
Look at
like
my
pinky does like this
okay.
on my foot. So yeah. I know I'm just tennis shoe life, man. Like, it is what it is. Like, Frankie Borelli, who's on Foreplay and plays golf, is embarrassed about his legs. He said they're just ugly. And I think he has like the what are they called? The veins?
Oh, the varicose
yeah,
veins.
And he's like, I just wear pants. They're like, Frankie. It's 110 degrees out here in Arizona. He's like, pants.
Yeah, but no I wear way. Pants and long sleeves, too, and I have the sun. I don't want to get burned.
Well, that's
so,
fair.
Yeah,
that's a different strategy. I was going, had my toes out yesterday at the grocery store, and you know the way my toe looks right now, Dusty, after I dropped that TV on it. I was airing it out.
You
I don't know if anyone looked, yeah. but.
You're in a situation that kind of merits
it's,
that.
Yes, it's unique. Yes,
but
I wouldn't.
Break it into someone's house while they're asleep and sucking their feet is
I'm
something
good.
I'm never going to put on my agenda.
They had this place in Greece we went to, and you put your feet in a fish tank, and these fish ate the
dead
skin. Yeah,
that's
it was
common.
Awesome.
Yeah, they bite all the crusties off your feet.
It was fantastic. Do they have that in America, or was that something unsanitary? Because I was like, I'm going to open a place like that.
There you go.
€13 to sit down for 15 minutes and have these. There's like no overhead.
Somebody says there's no medication. Medication for athlete's tongue.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Mac, who's your Richard?
Have you ever sucked Jen's toes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. She's into it?
She's into me.
Okay.
Damn right. Yeah, not my thing. I'm a kinky guy, but not my thing.
Hannah's never had?
No.
Okay.
No, even if I wanted to, I don't think that's on board.
Not happening, man. Not happening.
No, I'll do a lot of other things, though.
Okay.
Richard, for me, we'll get into it another time. Damn it, did I get rid of the... I'll find the exact
quote.
We're
on FM now.
I'll get rid of the exact quote here, but I've got two Richards. One really quick, Lucas hamstring. Come on. We didn't talk about today, but so excited. So sad that he's getting an MRI today. Really hope that he doesn't miss an extended amount of time. He's playing so well. And then my second Richard of the Week will be...
Two
real quick. Sabrina Ionescu, and I can't find the exact... quote anymore, but she said that she thinks that women deserve their own basketball game, that she doesn't just want to be a mini game. Yeah, I'm tired of the WNBA being just a mini game in NBA 2K. It's not just a mini game. You can play as every WNBA team. It's not a mini game. It's not a mini game. We should have a standalone game and watch it take over the sports gaming world.
It wouldn't.
It would never do that, and there's already separate covers that come out with women. They had an Angel Reese cover last year. Sabrina Ionescu could be on the cover. So you're in the game. You're in a damn video game. You're getting paid. You just got a new CBA for your league. You're getting paid. You couldn't have gone better for the WNBA and for your players. So just shove it. Like, you're getting everything right now. Stop
complaining.
Seriously, yeah. Dude.
It kind of falls on deaf ears after a while. My Richard of the Week comes from Independence, Missouri.
Oh.
I'm done. No. So here we go. This is from Fox 4. Okay. Police are searching for a suspect who robbed and pushed down an elderly woman as she was placing flowers on her husband's gravesite in Independence.
Great.
According to police department, about 1 p.m. on February 17th, an unknown suspect approached an elderly woman who was placing flowers on her husband's headstone and pushed her down. Police say the suspect then stole the elderly woman's purse and minutes later used the woman's debit card at the Express Stop gas station at 8501 East Winter Road. People Fox 4 spoke with on Tuesday say while the crime location may be shocking, what happened unfortunately isn't. And so that person right there, you're going to a cemetery and you're attacking old women who are putting flowers on their husband's grave. And it was a woman who did it, too. I mean, they got a mugshot of her. They got a picture of her at that gas station using that debit card. And she looks like you would expect, just, you know, midriff showing, ripped up jeans, look like she's probably been cooking in the kitchen a little bit. And, you know, she just looks like a disaster. And you're an ass as much as you are a Richard to be you're targeting cemeteries now and old people.
Mm.
How pathetic.
That's despicable.
It really is, man. It really is.
That person needs Jesus. Straight up. Somebody said that Elizabeth Hurley's married to Billy or is with Billy Ray Cyrus.
I saw that.
No way.
I hope that's not true.
Breaking heart for Dusty.
God.
You can tell my dog to bite my leg. That's a line in that song that was number one in the world.
Jeez.
Achy breaky heart guy is with Liz Hurley.
No way.
That's what somebody, Texan's always right.
Yeah, that's what we say.
Somebody says on brand story for Independence.
Yeah, they're still together. Reported to be going strong. Reported their relationship public in April of 2025.
This is why I'm single forever.
Yeah, man.
It is what it is.
That guy?
They met and grew close after starring in the 2022 film of Christmas in Paradise, later confirming their romance.
Billy Ray Cyrus has Liz Hurley.
Dude.
What are you going to tell me next? Like, some scumbag's going to have, like, Paige Moranic?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Binkley is now dating Paige Sporanic. What would you do?
I would love that.
Yeah, I would too.
I would love that.
Yeah. It would be awesome.
I mean, that's a better steal than Mahomes in front of the Bills.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Dusty, she actually told me she's blocked you on Twitter, so nerd.
I thought Binkley was dating somebody else. Didn't we have him dating somebody else last week?
Okay. It was a couple weeks ago, yes.
No, it was last Friday.
Oh, you're talking about this. Oh, yeah.
Get bent.
Yeah, never.
Game actors.
Insulting. What is the price you'd pay to see your team in a title game? This comes from the Dan Patrick Show.
What's the price?
There's three polls. I'll tell you the answers.
Okay.
$200 to $500, $5 to $1,000, $1,000 plus.
I'd pay $5 to $1,000 of the Royals in the World Series this year.
Let's go title game. Let's go college basketball.
Oh, that's different because you can get a dome ticket for $2. Seriously, the Monday night ticket is the cheapest in sports.
In this instance, it's $200 to $500, $5 to $1,000, $1,000 plus.
Yeah.
What would you spend?
Probably the middle range if it was going to be a good seat. But I will tell people, like, every time I've covered a Final Four and they're in the dome, you can get a ticket to the championship game as easy as you can for no money
at all.
That's
crazy.
Half the people are selling their tickets and getting out of town.
Because they all thought they were going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because you had to buy both, you know, so there's so many tickets available that as soon as the Elite Eight, not the Elite Eight, but the Final Four ends on Saturday, you can jump on and find these tickets, man. You can buy them pennies on the dollar.
Somebody says Billy Ray Cyrus probably sucks toes.
Yeah. That's Liz Hurley.
Still wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Dude.
You'd think about it.
Golly.
All you got to do is suck my toes and you're mine for life, Dusty.
Yeah,
he's 61 though.
So
our toes, my thing. No,
get a will.
But if Hannah was like, you know, I want you to, you know, I'd be like, let's go.
Yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd figure it out. Mac is a little, you know, I like that. Yeah. You see that grill back there?
You gonna bite?
Pounding.
You gonna bite the toenail off too?
There's a treehouse up here, and then you know.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home,
Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Schnooks across the street. Let's go.
Somebody says, Dusty, just get Cody to help you write a one-hit wonder if you want Liz Hurley.
She'll run away. She'll run away. You're trying to get Liz Hurley, like, not chase her away.
J-A-C.
Yeah.
L-I-Z.
No, I was going to go,
Liz Hurley is dynamite. Have you ever seen Bedazzled?
I have not.
Go check out Bedazzled.
Okay.
And don't do your jeans bedazzling. Seriously, if you still wear Affliction jeans, get rid of them. It's another pet peeve. These people with these Affliction jeans on Friday night thinking they're styling. Lose them.
You got a problem with my Affliction shirt? You think I'm mad I go home to Starla at night?
Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Have a great Easter holiday for those who celebrate. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Good Friday. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2. Talk to you Monday.
Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.